This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Troops deployed around Baghdad on Sunday following a failed assassination attempt with armed drones that targeted the residence of Iraq's prime minister. The attack has ramped up tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Iraqi officials claim seven of Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi's security guards were wounded in the attack by at least two armed drones in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone area. Al-Qadhimi was unharmed. He later appeared on Iraqi television, seated behind a desk in a white shirt, looking calm and composed. His left hand appeared to be wrapped in a bandage. An aide confirmed a light cut. There was no claim for the attack, but suspicion immediately fell on Iran-backed militias who had been publicly attacking al-Qadhimi and issuing threats. Sudanese security forces on Sunday fired tear gas at an anti-coup rally by a group of teachers at the start of a two-day civil disobedience call against last month's military takeover. Dozens of teachers carried banners reading "No to Military Rule" and called for a transition to full civilian rule at a rally outside the education ministry in the capital, Khartoum. Nationwide anti-coup protests have occurred since the October 25th coup, but have been met by a deadly crackdown. At least 14 demonstrators have been killed and about 300 wounded, according to doctors. Sudanese educators said a large number of teachers were detained at Sunday's protest. The teachers' rally came after the military leadership, which carried out the coup, replaced heads of department at the education ministry as part of a sweeping change it made in multiple sectors. This is VOA News. Libya's government Sunday rejected a decision by the country's presidential council to suspend the foreign minister over allegations of monopolizing foreign policy. The standoff between the two bodies is likely to increase political tensions in the North African country less than 7 weeks before planned elections. It also comes a few days ahead of an international conference in Paris to push for holding the vote as scheduled December 24th. Libya's Government of National Unity said in a statement the presidential council doesn't have the right to suspend the foreign minister and hailed her efforts as the country's chief diplomat. It says naming members of the government and suspending or investigating officials are duties exclusive to the prime minister. Libya has been engulfed in chaos since a NATO-backed uprising toppled longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The interim government now in charge was appointed in February after months of UN-backed negotiations to lead the country through elections. The Taliban-run Afghan Public Health Ministry announced Sunday the start of a four-day nationwide polio vaccination campaign aimed at inoculating children under age five. For the past 3 years before taking control of Afghanistan, the Taliban had barred UN-organized vaccination teams from doing door-to-door campaigns in parts of the country under their control. The group apparently was suspicious the team members could be spies for the previous government or the West. Because of the ban and ongoing fighting, some 3.3 million children over the past 3 years have not been vaccinated. Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan are the only countries in the world where polio remains endemic and the disease can cause partial paralysis in children. Since 2010, the country has been carrying out regular inoculation campaigns in which workers go door to door giving the vaccine to children. And an early season snowstorm blanketed much of northern China, including the capital Beijing, prompting highway closures and flight and train cancellations and delays. Temperatures plunged to freezing and below as a cold front moved from west to east. A steady blowing snow fell Sunday in Beijing. And in northeastern China, after hitting parts of Inner Mongolia and other western regions the previous day, the National Meteorological Center in China issued an orange alert for snowstorms, the second highest level in their four-tier warning system. Beijing was hit hardest Sunday morning. Several highway sections were closed, bus service was suspended on more than 160 routes, and flights were reduced at the city's two major airports, according to state media. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.